Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Encounter. Welcome to this altar of prophetic interventions. Wake up to this altar daily, first thing before you do any other thing. Let it be God's first in our lives daily. After having your quiet time, listening to Turning Point, either as an individual or as a family, receiving prayers and engaging the prophetic faith action we may be asked to take for the day, then turn to Turning Point Prayer Booklet, also authored by me. Read the short Bible study for the day and pray the prayer in the booklet also. If you subscribe for the prayer booklet online with a token, it shall be sent to your phone for your daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now if you are just joining us or you have not done so already. Oh yes. Welcome also to Monday, the 29th day in July 2024. Two more days to go in July. Within the 2 days remaining, God will still open strange doors for you and your family. He will connect you to people. He will help you to meet your target. You will record huge sales. He will open waiting wombs that are trusting God for. You will receive approval for your pending application. He will heal you of every ache and disease in your body. God will send strange favors to your life. Within the remaining 48 hours, you will hear good news. It shall be alert upon alert. Please don't doubt it. We serve the God of the last hour miracle. Now open your hand and heart to receive further prayers and more for prophetic blessings for the day. Be responding with amen, I receive it. This week shall be your week of milk and honey. You shall end July strong and commence August rejoicing. Yes, I say rejoicing. God will give you cause to sing and dance for joy this week. You are released to waiting miracles. Who is this? You shall be the chosen one. Your husband, your wife, son, or daughter shall be the chosen ones, no matter the number of your competitors, co-competitors, and applicants. Like Queen Esther in the Bible, you shall be the chosen. Your papers shall approve. I'm hearing access. You shall be granted access this week. This week, you shall be far from oppression. Then who is this also? You are a victim of bad dreams, nightmares. It comes often. Sex in the dream, eating in the dream, flying in the dream, being pursued up and down in your dream, seeing dead people, finding yourself in your primary school or your parents' house you left years ago, and some other strange and unpleasant happenings in your sleep. If this described you, lay hand on your chest, on your heart for this prayer. I prophesy against nightmares. You are delivered from the affliction of bad dreams. Whatever is giving rise to that nightmare in your life, every point of entrance of dream attack, be sealed up by the blood of Jesus. From now on, you will have pleasant and peaceful sleeps each night. No more press down or press up. You are free. Please anoint yourself and lay your mantle to sleep anytime you remember to do that. All businessmen and women, professionals, goods and services providers, I want to pray for you. I have an urge in my spirit to bless your business again today. Find something connected to your business, your goods and your services. Hold it up or raise it up. I prophesy over your business outfit, your platforms, your career, and your network. Move to your new level. I prophesy increase, expansion, explosion, great profits, high turnovers, new customers, new clients for your business. From today, your business carries God's presence. All concerned, say amen. I receive it in Jesus' name. Remember what I have taught here often. Put your business outfit on tightly and sit sewing. It will change that business level. July 29th celebrant, your birthday prayers, open your hand. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. you shall live long and live fulfilled to a good old age. Happy birthday. Listeners, welcome to the Healing Prayer Weeks. For the next 7 days, I'm the one that will be praying for you as inspired by the Holy Spirit of God. When your case is mentioned, even when it is not mentioned, but you have faith and can believe God for your healings, you shall be healed. Doctors care. Only God cures. Who is this suffering from high blood pressure? You are treating HBP. God is healing you today. Then sight impairment. You have problems with your sight. You either do not see well, your vision is always blurred, you are short-sighted, cataracts, glaucoma, pains, your eyes is watery, swollen, eye bag, itching eyes, dry eyes, age-related, muscular degeneration, all eye problems shall be healed. After this prayer, wash your face, add the blessed water to other waters, and wash your face. Do so every morning and evening before you go to sleep. Wash your eyes. Even blind eyes and partially blind eyes shall be healed by the power of God. I'm hearing spondylosis, a condition of bone degeneration, chronic wear on your spine. Everyone with spine pains, spine problems, if you can, walk towards the nearest wall to you in your room or where you are. Lay your back on the wall. Now I pray. Receive your healing. Receive divine healing intervention. Everyone whose case has been mentioned, or if you are standing in the gap for someone, raise their picture or just be mentioning their names as I pray. In the name of Jesus Almighty, I rebuke these sicknesses in Jesus' name. I command you to be uprooted. Sicknesses and diseases, be uprooted. Leave your victims alone now. Leave their eyes, leave their blood vessels, leave their bones, joints, and marrows. All forms of bone degeneration, be healed in Jesus' name. Spondylosis, die in the body of your victims. High blood pressure, become normal in Jesus' name. Kidney problems, anyone experiencing kidney problems, your kidney is under attack. Kidney stones, kidney pains, even if you are on dialysis machine, God is healing you today. Who is this? You are suffering from weight loss, swollen ankle, tiredness. You get tired so easily and quickly. All this might be related to kidney issues or some other health challenges. Whatever it is, lay your hand on your back, your kidney areas, at the back of your body, behind your tummy, the two sides. Someone can help a patient lay hand or lay mantle. I speak to kidneys under attack. Be healed. Be healed. All kidney problems, all symptoms, dry up now. May God give you brand new kidneys. If doctors can do kidney transplant, God is the doctor of doctors, the greatest physician ever. I prophesy. May God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, carry out supernatural surgery on you. You are healed of all pains. Receive brand new kidneys in the name of Jesus. Get off the dialysis machines in the name of Jesus. All other persons, whether I mention your issue specifically or not, but you have faith for your healing, lay hand on where you hurt. I prophesy, be healed. Your faith makes you whole now. In Jesus' name. Say amen. I'm healed in Jesus' name. Say it 2 more times. Yes, you are healed. Check it up. Try doing what you couldn't do before. You will feel a difference now. Healing waves is surging through your entire body system. Let's have your testimonies later. We'll continue with healing prayers tomorrow. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Let them also receive these healing prayers and be healed where they are. Join us on our live broadcast later today, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Nigeria time, on our 4 social media platforms. Month is ending, so if you are a monthly tither, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 7777, we are sowing this month. Seed 777 is still ongoing. People are doing it. Testimonies are coming in. You can do it as many times as you feel and God lays in your heart. In August, we shall move to seat 8888. We do it according to demand. Seat 69, connection to Grace Seed, is still ongoing. Do yours if God lays it in your heart. 69,000 naira, 6,900 naira, 5,069 and 69, at 10,000 and 69. As many 6969 as you can do, go on and do it. TPGF members and listeners in diaspora, do with the currency of your country as God lays in your heart. Use our PayPal account already with you. And all listeners in UK, use the HSBC pound sterling account which we have opened for you. Now we are receiving voice note testimony to be aired on our many radio stations across the nation and beyond. Let others hear your testimony. Three things happen when you give your testimonies. Oh, you glorify God. Then you commit God to do more. Then listeners are inspired and blessed to have faith for their own miracles, if only for the sake of other listeners. Don't keep your testimonies to yourself. How do you go about it? Open your WhatsApp and record your testimonies. Let it be loud and clear. Take your phone to where there will be no background noise. Keep your phone close to your mouth so that it can be clear. Speak as if you are speaking to 1,000 people before you, and let there be excitement in your voice. Start by introducing yourself. Mention your name. It should just be for about 1 minute. Just 1 minute or even less. After you are done, send to our number +234 80555 8377. Do so now. Let others hear what God is doing for you or with you or through you. He will do more, and the enemy will not be able to speak and steal your miracle once you have given the testimony to glorify God. Do so. Oh, I prophesy on everyone, you will do greatly this week. It's your week of open doors. It's your week of strange favors. It's your week of divine connections. It's your week of rejoicing. You will come back rejoicing. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me to be a blessing to you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. Yes, you are truly blessed. Bye.